This is Victory House.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your precious word. We thank you because it is the word that is able to save, that it is the word that is able to guide, it's the word that is able to deliver, it's the word that is able to strengthen. And Father, as we come before you, we ask that you grant us hearing ears, seeing eyes, and understanding hearts. And we commit every word to the Spirit of God living on the inside of us to cause us to remember. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor, thank you for this opportunity. When Pastor told me I was going to teach or preach or share, I was excited. And then, of course, Monday we had fun, Tuesday, and then today, I remember at around 1 p.m., maybe 2 p.m., I had a theme in my heart, but my page was blank. So these are some thoughts that God has just given me, and bear with me. It's not on the delivery from God. Maybe it is on the reception from me. Amen. But I trust that there is something in here for you, and that you will be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. So, I know Pastor has been talking about characters. I'm going to deviate from that for a little bit. This is a theme that has been actually in my heart. I don't know if it's connected to my birthday or the fact that I am getting up there. I'm gaining more experience in this thing called life. But there's something that since the start of the year, I have shared with you before that at the start of this year, one of the things that God told me was that it is a time of seasons, seasons, seasons. That was what was coming in my heart strongly, seasons, seasons, seasons. And he said specifically that, and one of the questions that he gave me was that, what time is it? What time is it? And he told me that it is the time right before night. The Bible says that night comes when no man can work. But it is the time right before night. And so we can get our work in. Amen? We can get our work in. But to get work in, we need strength. We need strength. We need strength. Let's read Proverbs 24 and verse 10. Proverbs 24 and verse 10. And media will help me. I know media cannot fail me. Proverbs 24 and verse 10. The Bible says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. When I read this scripture, number one, I was excited. Because the Bible says, if you faint. It doesn't say when you faint. The Bible says, if you faint. That means that there is a day of adversity. There is a day of trouble. But it doesn't mean that when trouble comes, I have to faint. Amen? So I was excited. I was excited. The scripture is clearly saying that there is going to be a day of adversity. Now, my adversity, your adversity, things, the troubles that come your way, that come my way, may be different. But there will always be a day of adversity. Amen? And I am not prophesying doom. I am just telling you what is a fact. Because Jesus says that trouble will come, but take a heart or be cheerful because I have overcome it. Amen? So there is a day of adversity, but the Bible says if you faint, it doesn't say when you faint. So there is hope for you and I that when that day comes, we can be strong and we will be strong in the name of Jesus. Amen? I don't know if you guys have heard the saying that only the strong survive. I bet you have. Only the strong survive. But how, what does it even mean to be strong anyway? What does it mean to be strong? I have a few observations for you here, or definitions, if you may, about strength. If you were to give my sermon a title, it will be Renewed Strength. It will be Renewed Strength. And we have seen that there is a day of adversity, but just because the day of adversity comes doesn't mean I have to faint. Amen? And glory to God for that. Even the Bible says in Psalm 30, before we define strength, the Bible says that weeping endures for the night, but it doesn't end there. It says that joy comes in the morning time. And I once heard one of my pastors say, he said that morning is not just when the sun comes up. Morning is when the dawn of revelation comes upon you. So morning is when the light comes up in your heart about your situation. So as long as you are still in darkness about a situation, when there is trouble, when there is adversity, when it is as long as it is still nighttime, as long as your mind is still blank, you don't know what to do, there may be some weeping there. But every time the dawn of revelation comes upon you, there is joy. Can we say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So what does it mean to be strong? There is what I call proactive strength, and there's also what I call reactive strength. Now, these are only my definitions. If they are not there in the English language, bear with me. These are my definitions. See, one of the definitions of strength is the ability to push an object, or to move an object, or to move an obstacle. That's one. Then there's another definition of strength that says the ability to withstand pressure or a force. So there's you going out there to do something, you will need strength, and I call that proactive strength. And Pastor has prophesied concerning us that these are our days of glory. For the rest of this year, we're going to be experiencing glory, glory, glory. And we are going to be empowered to do that. So there is that strength that God gives you to be able to move mountains. But what happens when something comes against you? Maybe something you didn't see. Maybe something you didn't anticipate. Maybe something you didn't know. There is also a strength to withstand. Amen? So the scripture is saying that if it is the time to push a mountain, or if it is the time for you to exert force to do something and you faint, your strength is small. And then, if it is the time when something comes against you, a situation, trouble, somebody is talking about you, somebody, you get fired on a job, there is also strength to withstand trouble. Amen? So you don't have to faint. Amen? You and I don't have to faint. I know this is more of a message for me than it is for you, but I believe that it is a message for you as it is for me. Amen. Glory to God. So I can measure the size of your strength based on what you are willing to take or what you are willing to withstand. No. Not what you are willing to. What you are able to withstand or what you are able to take. Amen? I like superheroes. I have seen Avengers recently. And there's this scene where the powerful villain, what's his name? I even forget. We don't care about villains. But he comes and he's trying to exert force on Captain America. And Captain, I don't know if he's still called Captain America anyway, but you get the picture. And Captain America holds his hands like this. Eh? And all this guy is so strong that he beat Hulk up. But Captain America is able to hold him and withstand. There's a certain strength that Captain America is showing. If you go again, hypothetically, please don't try this at home or outside. If you go and stand, if you're a superhero, if you're Captain America, Spider-Man, or one of those guys, you go and stand and a truck comes and hits you, very often you will see that the superhero is not moved or moves just a little bit, but the truck breaks up or whatever it is. Eh? So there's something about strength that you and I need to understand. So the size of your strength can be measured by what you are willing to, the amount of pressure you are willing to take. I mean, you are able to take. It's not about willingness, it's about ability. So let's bring this home a little bit. Relationally, I think one of the challenges that humanity has, which is the greatest advantage that we have, or the blessings that we have, is the power of community, right? But within community, it has its own challenges. So let me say, somebody, have you heard people say, I cannot take it. I won't take it. I will show them. that happens, right? But that is in essence a sign of weakness sometimes. Now, I want to be careful when I say this. I'm talking about relational Christian living. There are some times when you have to stand up, but then there are some times when you will have to take it. There's some times when things are deemed weakness in the world, yet it is a show of strength spiritually. Right? And this is even not where I was going, but let's go. Let's go. Praise God. Sometimes you are going to be required to sit and take it. Sometimes somebody is going to do something that you do not like, and you're going to be required to sit and take it. Not a sign of weakness, but a sign of strength. And why do I say that? The Bible speaks of Jesus. Let's read Philippians. Let's go to 1 Peter 2 and verse 23. 1 Peter 2 and verse 23. The Bible in Philippians speaks of Jesus. And how in humility he accepted death. He accepted, first of all, to come in human form and the weakness of human form. And then he was humble enough to die even. But that was not a sign of weakness. It was a sign of strength. 1 Peter 2 and verse 23. This is something that I really appreciate about Jesus. He says, who, when he was reviled not again. When he suffered, He threatened not. Sometimes at work, your boss can get on your nerve in a sense. Maybe he's being unfair to you. Maybe even at home, your spouse has been unfair to you. And the first instinct is, I will show strength. I will talk back. I will show them. But the Bible says here about Jesus that when he was reviled, he did not revile again. When he suffered, he threatened not. Another translation says that when he was reviled, he did not retaliate. So sometimes the show of strength is how much you are able to take. And God will give us strength to be able to take some things and to be able to move some things. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So I want to close briefly. How do we become strong? Isaiah 40 and verse 31. Isaiah 40 and verse 31. I don't want it to be lost on us that this is almost the midpoint of the year. There are things that God has said we will accomplish this year. And one thing I notice is that many times in a race, there are people who start fast and quick and strong, and then there are people who finish fast and quick and strong. But oftentimes, the people that win are the people that in between, they stay steady. They stay steady. And in between, there is always opportunity to faint. Many times it's because not so many eyes are looking at the middle. Many eyes always look at the start of the race. Many eyes look at the end of the race. But in the middle, what we call the process, sometimes it is oblivious to many. But many times the people who win are the people who have mastered the ability to stay strong even on those times where people are not paying attention, even on those times where it seems you are doing it by yourself. Amen? How do we become strong? I'm rounding up. Isaiah 40 and verse 31. The Bible says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Let me read that again. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Remember, the one who faints is the one who does not have enough strength. But the Bible here is saying that there is a way you can have strength. There is a way you can have renewed strength. There is a way you can be revived in your journey in life, in your journey in ministry, in your journey at work. There's a way you can be revived. And the Bible says, they that wait. Amen? And I like how this, and how unassuming this scripture is. Because it says, they shall renew. They shall renew. That means that there are times when the tank is empty. There are times when you don't know what to do. There are times when the situation has come against you and you don't even have strength anymore. I personally believe that sometimes people that are sick, when they die, is because their body has lost strength. the body cannot support them anymore. But the Bible says that there's a way your strength can be renewed. How? By waiting. Now, how do we wait? How do we wait? One of the first jobs, actually it must have been the first job I had in this country, this great country, the United States of America, one nation under God, indivisible by party lines, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. One of the first jobs I had in this country was I was a busboy. I don't know what many of you maybe don't know what a busboy is. A busboy is a helper of the waiter. So, in other words, a busboy does not get the tips. You do the work, but no tip. My God. Woo! That was one of my first jobs. But while I was on that job, I observed. I like to observe. I observed waiters. I observed how waiters handle themselves. And you people, I know you guys go to fancy restaurants. I know you have been waited on before. Glory to God. If you haven't yet gone, take it. Then you will go to a fancy restaurant in the name of this year. And you will pay the bill. Glory to God. So, I observe waiters. A waiter, the job of a waiter is to take care of the guest. That's it. That's it. Take care of the guest. Is everything okay, sir? Would you like anything, sir? Can I get you anything, sir? That's it. Now, they that wait upon the Lord, they renew their strength. Sir, what can I do for you now? Father, what should I do now? I'm faced with challenges. I'm faced with situations. Do you want me to do anything? Is there something I should do? Is there somebody I should talk to? That is the essence of waiting. The ability to receive instruction. That's how strength is renewed. That's how strength is renewed. Because the Bible says that no word from God, one of my favorite scriptures, no word from God shall be void of power. Amen? There is no word that comes from, no instruction that comes from God that has no power in it. And so my ability to stand and receive instructions and make sure that the master, I'm doing what the master wants me to do. That's it. Amen? That's it. So I'll put 2 points as I close. 2 points how we wait. Number one, position yourself. Position yourself to hear. In the restaurant, oftentimes the waiter will bring a menu and then they will take if it's not so busy, they will take a moment and just be ready for you to order. They'll just wait right there. They'll position themselves. They'll not necessarily go to the kitchen and before you tell them to go. They'll wait for you. And even when it's busy, they'll go around there and then they'll come back. Are you ready to order? That's what it is. So position yourself. Music, the word, fasting. Fasting is really about positioning. It's really about positioning. It's okay, I'm ready. And then as you position yourself, ask, what can I do, sir? What can I do, sir? Because from the instruction that God gives, that's where strength is going to come from. That's where strength is going to come from. So I want us to take 1 minute and we're going to practice it. We're going to practice it. You're going to, in your heart, maybe there's a situation that is a mountain before you. Or maybe there's a situation that has come against you. In your heart, take a minute, take a moment, and ask God, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? If you're watching by live stream, take a minute and do it. Ask God in your heart, what should I do? What should I do about this? What should I do about this? What should I do about my family? What should I do about my job? What should I do about this challenge that I'm facing right now? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Let me pray over you really quickly as I hand over. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise. We thank you because you are Abba, you are Father. We thank you because you are Master and we are servants. Father, we thank you because you are releasing instructions. You are releasing strength. You are releasing direction. I speak over every challenge in the name of Jesus. Be moved. Let the valleys be filled up. Let the mountains be cut. Let the crooked path be made straight. May you hear the voice of God behind you saying, move here, do this, do that. We thank you, Father, because you are a God who provides strength. We bless you. Above all, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.